Here we are, Taiwan Special, episode one of the week. Okay. You know, I'm drinking this carbonated, I don't know if you can see here in the video, it says live. I'm drinking this carbonated beverage. It's carbonated water. You know, you do it at home. I think one of them was like Soda Stream or iSoda, those. This is Ann Arbor Company, Michigan, I found out. Apparently some Asian distributor, like the distributor for Asia or something like that, has their headquarters right up the street from me. I'll go right to the distributor, the head distributor, to get my my CO2 tank refilled for the... Yeah, isn't that something? So, you know, again, there we are, Asia. Now, pardon me. You know, I kind of like the carbonated water thing because, like, it keeps you busy. Like, it's a fun drink and it doesn't have any calories in it. So it's just water, which is healthy. You need water. I know that the anti-carbonation people go, you're going to put CO2 in your body? Yeah, I am, rather than sugar. Well, also, I don't know, there's something about the stomach. You know, getting the gas out of your stomach is a thing. Okay, why am I talking about gas? Okay, Taiwan. I don't know if you're following this. Taiwan is looking at almost sure war with China. Like it's more sure. Excuse me, pardon my French. It is more sure that Taiwan is going to have a war with China than that the Bay of Pigs was going to erupt in nuclear war. This is getting desperate, and this is getting soon. China has, I mean, I don't know. I don't want to say what I think about China. I don't want to say bad things about China. That's not that I mind saying bad things or that I mind talking about China. It's just that I'd rather give you information about what's going on here in Asia. So I'll try to stick to the facts. Pigs. You know what? Go make sure that you're listening to the Symphony Editorial podcast. That's a thing. Like that's important. That covers a lot of stuff. There's this pig disease. I think it came from Africa. It's terminal. Pig catches it, highly contagious. I think it goes through the food or something like that. And pigs catch the disease and then they die. And that there's nothing you can do. And China's killed like 60 million pigs or something. There's a lot of pigs in Taiwan. I mean, you know, pigs are great. As far as a meat farm animal, just lots and lots of them. They're huge. It's this large animal. And it's just got all this meat on. It's this walking ball of meat, these pigs. So pigs are great for making the meat. Taiwan has trouble growing, you know, raising cows. They don't do good with cattle like that. But pigs, they can do pigs, and they do pigs. And so if this disease, God forbid, were to get into Taiwan, people are saying it's got the potential to crash Taiwan's economy. Yeah. So China's got this disease. I'm not going to comment on China's ability, as it were, to follow health code rules and rein in diseases. I'm not going to talk about... I could talk about that, but I won't. There's this island that Taiwan flies its flag over. There's actual immigration there. and it's just off the coast of China. Like, they look at each other over this little tiny way. Like, we're talking Hong Kong Island and Kowloon. We're talking, there's this little tiny island called, I think, Jinmen or Kimen. One of these pigs, dead pigs with this disease, washed up on shore on Kimen. So the Taiwanese are all flipped out. They're all freaking out. They had big major inspections with pigs on that island. I mean, that's inside Taiwan's borders. Like, airplanes can fly back and forth. Boats can go back and forth. It's considered domestic. So now that the disease has maybe made its way into a Taiwanese-controlled island, now it's over the border. Even though it's far from the big island, it's in the border, so now it's domestic. And people are freaking out, and they think if it goes crazy, then the president would have to resign, even though it was actually a China problem. Yeah. And then if the president resigns, that's a perfect time to invade Taiwan. So this is the type of stuff that Taiwan's dealing with. You know, China's president keeps telling the military, okay, get ready to invade. China thinks that if they take over Taiwan, that that's going to solve their problems. That the reason, in Chinese thinking, the reason that Donald Trump is able to injure China's economy or affect China's economy with tariffs is because China doesn't own Taiwan. See, if Beijing controlled Taiwan, then the world would be set right and no one would be able to change anything. And China would have everything that it needs. But Taiwan has the great big vibranium asteroid. And so without the vibranium asteroid, China is poor and helpless because economies aren't built on the wise decisions of softly managed, healthy, free economies. No. Wealth and money and income, all that stuff. And prosperity, that comes from a giant meteor falling out of the sky. And so you've got Wakanda and Taiwan. Those are the two places with vibranium. And China's got to reclaim the vibranium island of Taiwan. Otherwise, its air is always going to be dirty. Its pigs are all going to die. And so taking over Taiwan will make all the problems go away. That's what China thinks. And that's what we're up against. You can't reason with that. You can't negotiate with that. You can't sit down at the table. Well, could you maybe not start a war? Could you maybe leave those 23 million people who are running themselves without you alone and manage your own affairs? That you can't talk to the type of mind that thinks this way. There is no reasoning with it. So. Yeah, we've got, like, Taiwan could seriously, really, for real, like, this is for real. Like, this is happening. Taiwan could be looking at getting invaded by China very soon. China's biding its time. It needs to prepare its military more. It's not as strong as it'd like to be. The United States, they might need some time to prepare some stuff and spin out some more weapons. But this is where we're headed, folks. This is where we're headed. I mean, you know, Japan's, Japan's, helicopter carrier. I'm sorry. No. I'm not making fun of Japan at all. I just, the idea of a helicopter carrier is just funny to me. I'm just trying to say this with a straight face. Japan's helicopter carrier. Japan's helicopter carrier is now legally allowed to be retrofitted into being a fixed wing carrier. I think they need to get the catapult ramp up a little bit more. Yeah, so we've got pieces on the chessboard around the region that are gearing up for stuff, but the war clouds are gathering, and we are looking at an invasion of Taiwan. We just a miracle could happen. but it is unlikely, and it looks like God's miracle might come after the fact. That's just where we're looking. Oh, I'll tell you what I think about that in the next episode. I'm just saying that the gods are gathering. I'm not even saying if I like it or not, or if I'm worried or not. Of course, I mean not to worry, but I'll. But what I think about this, I think I'll have to get to that tomorrow. See you then.